13 past 5. The cashless welfare card has been rolled out into plenty of places now, plenty of trial locations. We do know in the East Kimberley, and we know as well in Ceduna in South Australia were the first trial sites of the federal government. Now, the government's been walking around for some time now saying it has been a complete success, but the Auditor General, the Federal Auditor General, came out swinging, saying that the government had little chance of knowing whether the card was a success. And that first year-long trial of just over 2,000 welfare recipients cost more than $18.3 million. Let's bring in the ACOS Senior Policy Advisor, Charmaine Crowe, who joins me on Perth Live this afternoon. Hello, Charmaine.
G'day, Ollie.
What have you made of the Auditor-General's report?
Well, from our point of view, this is a very damning report and provides a lot of organisations vindication in their criticism of the evaluation of the cashless debit card. We have said from the outset that a policy like this should only proceed if there is reliable evidence that it actually achieves its objectives, that is to reduce social harm in these communities. And I think the Auditor General's report today really does show that we can't rely on the evaluations that the government has been using to claim that this kind of policy has been a success. The evaluations can't tell us much. The Auditor General concluded that they really cannot say whether or not this policy has reduced social harm in these communities.
And if it did, though, Charmaine, if it was able to say that we have seen a reduction in the amount of alcohol that people are consuming and that's led to a reduction in the amount of crime or domestic violence, then would there be a justification to continue to roll it out, or do you think this needs to be scrapped altogether right now?
Well, from our point of view, we think that the mandatory application of this policy to everyone, regardless of whether they have an issue with addiction or if they manage their money well or not, that should not proceed. There are many, many people subjected to this trial who don't have an issue with addiction, who manage their money, their finite resources very, very well. And there's absolutely no reason why this policy should apply to them. At the same time, we need to ask whether this kind of policy is the best approach for people who may have a serious addiction, because although it restricts people's access to cash, it does not address the underlying causes of addiction, and they are the real hard issues that need to be tackled, and we don't think that the cashless debit card addresses those in any sufficient way.
So what would you do instead here, Charmaine? Would you go back to obviously not having the cashless welfare card and just giving people their welfare checks, if you like, in the form of cash and they can withdraw it when they like?
Well, I think we really need to go back to these communities, especially in Kununurra and Ceduna, and say, you know, what do you really need? I know in Kununurra there were many people in that community who were arguing for more services, better mental health services. There is a major shortfall of adequate mental health services in Kununurra. And they want their programs, their solutions to be supported. They want to be heard. And the cashless debit card has failed to do that. Part of the trials, the government agreed to provide some funding for additional services to be provided alongside these trials. But what we've heard from communities is that they have had a limited say in terms of what services should be funded. And they've not been able to provide adequate feedback over the course of the trial to say, well, do you know what, this service is not working out so well, we'd prefer the money to be going to this service instead. It's really about government listening to communities, to allow communities to develop their own solutions and for those solutions to be supported. I think that's where we really need to go to address some of these serious issues, very deep-seated issues in communities that this card purports to address.
All right, Charmaine Crowe, I should say. We'll leave it there. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ollie.